New statistics released this week are fueling concern that the Minnesota system for people with mental retardation and other developmental disabilities does not serve minorities fairly. The report says minorities are admitted disproportionately to a state hospital and are more likely than whites to be on waiting lists for the more sought-after home care services. In part two of our series, Minnesota Public Radio's John Bewin reports the findings are consistent with those in other states. In its study, the Department of Human Services found 20% of recent admissions to the Cambridge Regional Treatment Center were minorities. That's more than twice the minority population in the region of southeastern Minnesota, including the Twin Cities, that the Cambridge facility serves. 60% of all new admissions to the state hospital system are now going to Cambridge. Minnesota's other five state hospitals don't keep statistics by race. The DHS study also found that across the state, minorities with developmental disabilities are more likely than whites to be on waiting lists for community-based group homes or in-home services, the kind designed to keep people out of state hospitals. DFL State Senator Linda Berglund of Minneapolis, who asked for the report, says she finds its results disturbing.
This would tend to imply that minority persons at the county level are not being provided the services they need to stay in the community, which is the intention of the legislature. And secondly, because of that, they are being admitted to the regional treatment centers.
Laura Doyle of the State Human Services Department says the report indicates the state and county systems do need to reach out more effectively to minorities, but she says those working in the system are trying. The report found that minority children in Minnesota are more likely to be getting services for the developmentally disabled than our white kids.
That may tell us that some of our outreach efforts, our early intervention efforts, our referrals from hospitals, doctors, and educational systems are working better than they have in the past.
But State Senator Berglund says the higher presence of minority children in the system may not be good news. She says it might reflect that black, Hispanic, and Indian children are more likely to live in poverty and thus be exposed to lead poisoning and other environmental factors that lead to developmental disabilities.
Kids literally have their IQs robbed from them when they are exposed to high levels of lead. And I have cases of, in my district, where children have literally become mentally retarded because of the environmental factors.
The report suggesting that minorities with developmental disabilities do not fare as well as whites in Minnesota is consistent with findings elsewhere. Studies in New York, Ohio, Tennessee, California, and the National VA hospital system have turned up similar results. William Lawson is a professor of psychiatry at the University of Arkansas and author of several studies on the treatment of minorities with mental illness.
African-American patients are more likely to be involuntarily admitted. They're more likely to be misdiagnosed with a more severe diagnosis, more likely to receive higher doses of medication. And occasional studies have found more likely to be put in seclusion and restraints.
Observers differ on whether to blame racism or more subtle factors, such as class and educational background. Luther Granquist is an attorney with the Minnesota Disability Law Center and a longtime crusader against institutionalization. He says the bureaucracy and limited funding of state programs mean parents have to be skilled and aggressive advocates for their developmentally disabled children.
And many times the persons that are heard the best are those who come from a socioeconomic strata in which they are accustomed to dealing with the powers that be, and they can get a better deal. That's a problem in all of our, I think, social service delivery system.
Social service workers say there's a growing awareness that programs serving minorities need to be tailored to minority cultures. Hennepin County will now set up a group home, for example, designed to serve four mentally retarded black men and staff it with African-American workers. Officials say that makes it more likely that the men will do well in the group home and won't have to be sent to a state hospital. Ella Gross used to be an advocate for the nonprofit Arc of Hennepin County. She says she was so struck by the shortage of services for minorities that she started her own organization. The Institute for Minority Services in Minnesota contracts with Hennepin County to serve disabled minorities in the system. Gross says it's an uphill battle to convince poor black families that they have a right to the same services white people get.
One of the things that I used to always say, or I still say to my parents, make sure that you think about this as if you were a white person. What would you want? Don't think of yourself coming in from the back door as an African American, that you don't deserve it.
State Senator Linda Berglund says she intends to meet with state officials and may write legislation to address the disparate treatment of minorities with disabilities. I'm John Biewen, Minnesota Public Radio News.